T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dr. Nicholas Rister is on the line from Cook Children's Medical Center, does a great job with pediatric infectious diseases at Cook Children's Medical Center as a physician there. Dr. Rister, really appreciate your time on this.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
What is Cook Children's seeing? I know early on a lot was made with COVID-19 affecting the older population at a bigger rate. But even with those, that population that you serve, those kids under 18, what are you seeing recently?
What we're starting to see is just a dramatic increase in the number of cases we're having in our community. We've been testing for this virus now for months. We've done over 6,000 tests total, but we've only had 286 positives. But what's been concerning us is that well over half of those now have come in the past 1 to 2 weeks. So we've just seen a big rise in the number of cases we're seeing in children.
So the positivity rate is going up here recently. Are you doing more testing, do you think, at Cook Children's right now? Or are you seeing more people with the symptoms, or are you doing about as much testing and they're just coming back more frequently? What's going on there at Cook?
Yeah, those are great questions. And absolutely, we are doing more testing as have become available. So some of the numbers are because we're looking for it. If you look for something, you're going to find it. But what we're also seeing is that the likelihood we have a positive test is going up dramatically, which is telling us that even though we're testing more, we're just seeing a lot more in our area. And that's mirroring what we're seeing with the adults in our area and, seeing a few more kids even coming into the hospital. Luckily, children still remain relatively well through this period. We aren't seeing kids coming in the hospital at the rates adults are, but they're still getting sick. Early on, we thought and we're hopeful that a lot of the kids that developed this would be completely asymptomatic, but that's not what we're generally seeing. In fact, about 90% of the positive tests we have been kids that have some symptoms. Luckily, most of them don't need to come into the hospital, but they definitely have symptoms.
Wow, 90%. And it just goes to show it can affect the whole population. Would you point this back to just the reopening of Texas, maybe kids getting together with other kids or families for the first time in a while and touching base? So where do you think it comes back to here?
Yeah, I think with a respiratory virus like COVID, we know it spreads between people. So any situation where people are getting together with their kids, with their family, you're going to see more of this. And we expected some of that. We knew when we reopened Texas, we were going to have people interacting more. So we knew we were going to see more of the virus. And that's why everyone's been watching so closely to make sure we're not seeing too much too fast. And unfortunately, the past couple of weeks have been pretty dramatic in the increase. I know we've paused a little bit of our reopening. I think that's all in reaction to those numbers. But yeah, with kids specifically, I think it's the bigger gatherings that are happening. I mean, kids in the summer, they like to play sports. They like to go to camps, and we want those things for our kids. But those are generally where we're seeing some spread, because just more people together, more kids together, you're going to see that spread.
And just as well as any population, kids can pass it along to those higher risk people that we're so concerned about specifically with COVID, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Kids are wonderful, but they don't, especially young kids, don't always respect personal barriers, and they like to get up close and be part of the family. So you can absolutely have young kids, older kids, spreading it to family members that could be more severely affected. So it's something we definitely want to warn folks about and make sure everyone's aware as they kind of choose what they need to do.
And especially going into a holiday weekend like this, a lot of us end up getting together with family or friends a little bit more. Maybe we're considering that. And I would guess that's a big part of the reason you wanted to get out this message about what you're seeing with children here recently.
Oh, absolutely. That's the biggest part about this message, because we know going into the holiday weekend, everybody wants to celebrate. And of course, being with your family is a big part of that. We wanted to make sure everyone has just the up-to-date information about the spread in our community. So when they're thinking about those larger gatherings, they may rethink that, as well as just having good talks with their family about what the safest way to have those, you know, smaller, intimate, you know, family or even extended family gatherings to make sure everyone's as safe as they can be.
Yeah, just finally, Dr. Rister, if I could get some thoughts from you on, hey, if, you know, I have promised, you know, so-and-so we're getting together. If people are insistent on getting together this this holiday weekend, what's important to remember? What do we need to do to make sure that we stop the spread?
I think everyone just needs to be aware that we're seeing the record numbers in our area. So we're more at risk of contracting COVID right now than we're. And I think everyone, when you're getting ready for a gathering, needs to be aware of that and needs to have that discussion. So I think as much as possible, people should avoid big groups. And for those other gatherings, I think you just need to talk to each other and make sure everyone understands the risks and is on the same page. And I think if we do that, I think we all have a pretty good holiday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.